Good morning. This surprise. This morning when I get up, I just received a surprise. So like, oh, I have to be here and share God's words with you. That's a good gift, right? This morning, I just received a message, and the Pastor Mike feel not good. So, and Jenny and me, we were in the car this morning and shared God's words with you. I believe the Holy Spirit be with us. Let's pray together. 亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you.
我们在早上的时候, 我们来在这里一同来敬拜你。
We come to you and worship you together.
我们邀请圣灵进入到我们的当中。
We ask the Holy Spirit to be with us.
来在我们的当中自由的运行, 让我们能够接受到神你自己的话语, 来触摸我们每个人的心。
Let us receive the Holy Spirit to come with us and teach us, and we'll learn from you.
我们相信神你必与我们同在, 在这个早晨的时候。
Lord, we believe that you are with us.
然后也求主你越过我们两个软弱的孩子, 愿你的话语在这里得到见证, 得到传扬。
May your words be spread. May your words be the witness for all to see.
我们这样的仰望, 祈求祷告, 奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 今天早上呢,当我得到这个信息,我要在这里和大家来分享这个神的话语的时候。
As Dolly prepared for this morning's sermon.
然后我就在想,我要跟大家来分享什么呢? 在很短的时间内。
In such a short notice, she tried to come up with something that she can share with you.
然后在想,那在这个,最近我们在这,我们今年的,就是秋季的时候呢,我们在学习圣经的一些人物。
In this fall, we are, as Chinese congregation, we've been learning about some figures that in the book of, in the Bible that kind of highlights and be the good witness for God.
那今天早上我和大家一同来分享的一个人物呢，也是出现在 耶稣的家谱当中的一个人物。
Today, Dolly would like to share with this person who is also in Jesus Genesis in his family.
我想这个人物呢，大家可能熟悉，但不是很容易记住。As
we talk about this person, you may be familiar with her, but it may be hard for you to remember who she is.
因为我们很多的时候，我们对玛利亚，对大卫啊，我们都很就是一提起来就非常的熟悉了。Some
of the key figures that we have mentioned at the beginning of the Bible, you might be familiar. For instance, Abraham, King David.
今天呢，我要和大家分享的人物呢，我想在旧约里面，他的名字叫拉合。As
we talk about this person we'll be sharing today, she is in the Old Testament called Rahab.
大家对这个人物熟悉吗?
Are you familiar with Rahab?
Okay, yes. 你喜欢这个人物吗?
Do you like her as a person?
如果在你的里
Can you imagine if Rahab is your neighbor? How would you?
那我们可能会带着不同的眼光或者一些心态来看待他。
We may have a hard time to view this person or seeing this person as a neighbor.
那今天我们来就来学习他的故事，因为他在这个耶稣的救赎的这个恩典当中，他是一个很有转折性的人物，而且他是一个很值得我们去纪念的一个人物，也是神。 给他很大的奖赏的这样的一个人物。
As we talk about Rahab, as we talk about Jesus' salvation, she played a very important key elements in turning God's salvation from a traditional people that Jesus want to save to a different area like Gentile.
那我们先来看这一段的经文，是在旧约的圣经约书亚记的第二章，我们看1到21节的经文。
If you have Bible in your hands, we're going to be looking at page 194. It's the book of Joshua, chapter 2, verse 1 through 21.
那我让Jenny来帮我们读这段的英文,如果大家愿意的话,可以跟我们一起来读。
And you're willing to read along with me. I have a different version of yours, sorry. But you're welcome to read the Bible that you have. Joshua 2. Then Joshua, a son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. the king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out of the land. Brought out the men who came to you and enter your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of the flax that she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in the pursuit of the spies on the road and leads them to the fords of. She went up to the roof. Shihon and Og, the two kings of Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard it, our heart melted and everyone's courage fell because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father, my mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belongs to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the man assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she led them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lives in was part of the city wall. Now she has said to them, go to the hills so that the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourself there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. The men say to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless we enter the land you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. Unless you have brought your father, mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own. He will be on his own head, and we will not be responsible. As for everyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. The bishop replied, let it be as you say. So she sent him away and they departed, and she tied a scarlet cord into the window. That's the word of God.
那今天呢，我想在这里和大家分享的一个主题呢，就是从拉合的故事看神的救恩。
So today we're going to share the key concept is looking through the life of Rahab and seeing God's salvation.
那什么是进入神丰盛的生命的钥匙呢？
So what is the key to enter into the kingdom of God?
那我们要得神的
or a business, how does people view you?
Your 天赋.
They're looking at, are you talented? Do you
have any gift that you can share and benefit the company?
right person that can engage you. Life, her family background.
From a human point of view, she probably did not want the person that worked for Jesus' salvation.
She probably had no hope to live to. To be destroyed.
As a prostitute.
那如果我们来比较的话，我们每个人可能喜欢更高的职业呢？
Of you, you probably think you probably want, if you can choose your career, you probably
pursue a politician,
businessman or lawyer, etc.
那从这个圣经里面，他并没有告诉我们为什么拉合呢，他是这样一个身份，也许是因为家庭的压力，也许是因为经济的原因，但圣经里面并没有告诉我们，但是他只给我们一个这样一个介绍，就是他是一个妓女拉合。
As scripture mentioned, we only knew her Rahab is a prostitute, but doesn't mention how she came along becoming a prostitute. Maybe there's some family influence or family pressures that causing her to become a prostitute.But as scripture mentioned, it does not mention how she became a prostitute.
那第三点我们看呢，她是一个不在神的救赎里面，她是一个局外人。
And the third point we'd like to point out is, as God's kingdom and looking for salvation for those who are seeking for God, Rahab seems to be an outsider.
那正是因为这样的一个人，从人的眼光，从我们来看呢，她是完全没有任何机会得到神的救赎的一个人。
From human's point of view, that we don't think she's worth to be saved. She is not worth of Jesus' salvation.
但是就是这样一个人，我看他的人生发生了一个180度的转弯。
But as we read the scripture, we found out that her life has completely turned around.
她成了一个唯一的这个亚摩利人的这个城里面唯一一个得到救赎的一个人和一家人。
And as Rahab and her family become the only Amorite family that being saved in the whole city.
那这个故事呢，我们刚才从读过的圣经的里面呢，我们就看到呢，拉合的故事让我们看到，人生在没有盼望的时候，当你紧紧抓住神的时候，你的生命就会有一个反转。
As we read in the scripture, we found out as you live in the situation, environment, you've completely have no hope, there's no hope, and you're completely desperate. And when she sees that God's hope is there, she's hold on to God's hope and seek and then pursuing.
那在神的眼里，他不会看你的身份，也不会看你的过去的遭遇，更不会因着各种的事情来排挤你。
As God viewing her,God will not forsake her just because she is a prostitute. God will accept her as she's holding on to Jesus, God's hand.
因为在新约的圣经里面就有三处呢记载了她的这个经历呢，那也告诉我们拉合是一个。
那在希伯来书的十一章三十一节。
forgive me.
11章 31节, 对, okay. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 31, it says, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spices, and was not killed with those who were disobedient.
那同样的，在新约的雅各书的第二章二十四节到二十六节这里呢，也告诉我们雅这个基尼拉和呢，他因为他接待了这个神所的接待了作为像使者一样来接待了其他人呢，我们就看他不但是一个有信心，而且是有行为的人。
And same as in the New Testament book of James, chapter 2, verse 25 and 25.In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging for the spices and sent them off to a different direction?
那就因为她呢，我们看到呢，她成为了耶稣然后降生的这个家谱当中一个非常重要的人。她的信心呢，成为了她存在在这个耶稣家谱里面一个伟大的女性。
Because of her faith and steady faith.That believing Jesus, she become a key female figure in the Jesus genealogies. In Jesus genealogies become a man figure.
那拉和他的这个特别的地方在什么地方能得到这样的一个机会，得到神的救赎呢
？How come Rahab can receive the the Jesus salvation during this time?
那第一点，拉和是一个见光，见到光就来救光的人。
The first thing is she is the one seeking the light and receiving the light.
那拉合她不但是用她的耳朵去听，用她的眼、头脑，而且是用她的头脑去分析。她是一个很有智慧的女人。
She is a woman with wisdom, great wisdom. She's not only hearing through her ears, but also analyze with her brain.
当她听到了神曾经在以色列人当中所行的奇迹和神迹。那他就把他存在了心中，他就看到了这一点点的光，他就相信神，而且他就得到了神的救赎。
She has heard words about what Jesus has done on the what God has done on the promised land, and therefore she received those, and then keeping her.
那么说，如果今天你处在当时的那个环境里面，你会做什么样的选择呢？
So if you are in the position of Rahab, how will you make the choice? How will you make the decision?
那当时来说，我们看到那个情景呢，是她要付上生命的代价而来跟随神。
In the scripture we read earlier, she probably have to pay her life for the salvation to go through it.
但是她去做了这样一个选择，因为她对神的认定。
But because she have dedicated and she believe in God, she followed.
那第二点呢？我们说，这个拉合他是不但是有信心，而且他是有行动的人。
And secondly, we knowing that not knowing she has a great faith, she also put her faith in action.
他不但相信，当他看到了神派来这两个探子来到他的家门口的时候，他就抓住了这个机会，他救下了他们，而且他是用他的行动来呈现了他的信心。
In the scripture we read earlier, she found out these two spices were running from the pursuers, and she hid them in her house, and using her life to save these two spices because she believed this is God's directions.
我也相信拉和这个也知道这是她最后的一个机会。
And we believe that Rahab knows that this is her last chance.
所以呢，在雅各在刚才我们读的经文，在希伯来书里面就讲到了，因此他和和平平的来接待探子。
Therefore, in the scripture we read earlier in Hebrews, that therefore she's willing come happily to accept those two spices.
所以我们说拉合的他这个信心的这个行动，它包括了什么？包括他冒险与以色列人呢，他有一个认同感。
So she take the risk and then to challenge the Israelites.
她摆上她的生命，她觉即使很危险，她也愿意来跟随神。
She offered her life to do this and willing to follow God's directions.
而且我们说拉合她不但相信神，她是把自己完全的交托给神。
Not only she believed in God, she also put her life upon.
因为她告诉这探子，她说我知道你的神是上天入地的神。
because what she said to the spices, we believe, she said, I know that the God you believe is the one that comes from up high above. Held on to the branch and yelled for help.
他说上面有没有人啊?
He yelled for help. Said, is there anybody above? Anybody up there? Help me.
他说救命啊!
Come and help me, please.
那上面有一个声音说。
And there's a voice said.
他说我在这里。
I am here.
然后他这个人就问你是谁?
So the person asked, who are you?
那上面这个声音说我是神。
The voice said, I'm your God.
说神啊，你救我。
So the man said,God, help me.
那神说，你相信我吗?
The voice said, do you believe me?
他说，我相信，我相信。
The person said, I believe, I believe.
他说，那你就把你手里的那个树枝放开。
And the voice said, let go of your hands, let go of the branch.
那这个人怎么反应？他说，什么？你在说什么？
Do you know how this person respond? He said, what?
他说那个上面声音说你把你手里抓住的一个树枝放开。
The voice continued to say, let go of the branch of your hand.
那下面没有反应。过了一阵，这个人又喊，上面有人没有？
And there's no voice, the silence. And the man continued to ask, is anybody above, up there?
那今天我们的信心是不是像这个人一样呢？
So what kind of faith do you have? Do you have a faith like this person?
我们经常说我们有信心，但是我们却抓着我们紧紧抓住的东西，我们不愿意去放手。
How often do we say, yes, I'm faithful, I have great faith in God, but we're still holding on things that we believe that will save us?
那其实呢，这个故事的结局是什么呢？
So what is the end of the story?
因为这个人呢，他不愿意放弃他手里所抓住的树枝呢，最后他因为这个就是经历节制而死亡。
So at the end of the story is this man was holding on the branch so tight, he ended up dying from exhaustion.
但是当这个人来，所有的人们来救他的时候，发现他离那个地面呢，就有不到两米高，就可能很矮的一个地方。
And as later on, the rescue team came over to seek for this man. They found out this man was only not that far, maybe a floor or two short from the floor, the ground.
所以呢，这个故事也告诉我们，你是不是愿意来跟从神，愿意不愿意，你真正的有信心还有行为呢？
So the moral of the story is, do you have great faith to follow Jesus?
所以我们说，信心的行动呢，就是来得到应许的一个钥匙，进入神救恩的一个钥匙。
Therefore, we can say that the faith in action is a great key to enter the promised land.
那我们说拉合他是凭信心，他当时呢就把那条朱红线，就是那个探告诉他的朱红线，就挂在了他的窗户之外。
As we learn from Rahab's story, her faith actions put on her tying that scarlet cord to the window.
那他这个外在的这个行动呢，也表达了内在的对神的相信。
Her faith action shown and dedicated to us that she had great faith in God.
我们说当时在以色列人出埃及的时候，出埃及的时候呢，也讲到，就是说当这个神击打这个埃及人的长子的时候，他们告诉这个埃及人要把这个血涂抹在这个门楣上。那当时的以色列人凭着他们的信心也是照样的遵从了。
The same faith action putting when Israelite people was fleeing off the Egypt, God has told them to put the red mark on your door.In order to be saved.
同样的，当以色列人在旷野当中，他们被蛇咬的时候呢，摩西举起这个铜蛇的时候呢，神也让他们来仰望这个铜蛇。有信心的人，仰望的人就可以得救。
Another faith in action is when Moses was in the desert, he held up this bronze snake to indicate the faith.
那今天其实这个朱红线它并没有什么神奇的力量。
As today we look at this scarlet cord, we know that there's really no such magic power in that cord.
那个铜蛇它也不是一个灵丹妙药。
And that brown snake has no magic than other snake.
那这些代表了什么？代表了你的一个行为，你对神的信心。
But all this indicate that it's your faith in action.
那今天你的朱红线是什么呢？
So today, what is your scarlet cord is?
当我们今天可能没有面临像这个拉合一样面临这个生死的这个抉择。
Today, we may not be facing life and death question as Rahab had.
但是在我们的生活当中，我们可能还遇到更多的一些问题，比如疾病的问题，比如说生活当中这个经济的压力的问题，以及家人的关系的问题，很多的一些问题，你是否有信心呢？
But today we're also facing other reality challenges, for instance, illness, financial difficulties, and relationship difficulties. And how do you put your faith in action through those challenges, through those hardships?
你的信心的这个行动是什么呢？
So what is your faith of action?
你的朱红线是什么呢？
So what is your cord of scarlet cord is?
你相信吗？如果你的信心像拉合一样，今天你不但是有一个内在的信心，也有外在的行动，你来愿意信靠神，他今天就在你的门外来接待你。
So today if we can learn from Rahab that we can put our faith not only inside of us and also demonstrate our faith in our action outside, that we will be able to find that God's promise is out there waiting for us.
那另外有一个问题，今天谁是拉合呢？
And another question Dolly has for you is, who is that Rahab in our neighborhood?
那也许是你的邻居，也许是你自己。我们每个人都有像拉合一样软弱的地方。
We may have the weakness and fall short moment like Rahab had.
但是如果你愿意来信靠神，神的救恩就会临到你。
But today, if you're willing to step up to accept Christ and to follow Jesus, you will receive that.
今天我们在来庆祝圣诞节的这个季节里面，来纪念神的降生的时候，也让我们重新的能够思考我们跟神的关系。
And today in the season of Advent, as we rethinking about what is our relationship with Jesus, how do we stay connect with Jesus?
那昨天晚上在我们星期六的我们中文聚会的时候呢，我曾经和大家来讨论这个问题，留给我们每一个人去思考。
As we had our Saturday evening worship, and Dolly had brought this question up for us too.
那这个问题呢，就是耶稣他曾经问他的门徒说：“你说我是谁？”
As this question is same as a question Jesus has asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
今天要把这个问题留给你，作为我们今天的结束。
We're gonna leave this question to you as our conclusion.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's bow and pray, please.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you.
当这个圣诞节的时候，你又借着拉合的故事，再一次让我们回想，神，我们今天本是不配得到你救恩的人，但是因为你的救赎，我们今天成为了你的儿女。
Lord, as we enter into the season of Christmas, and we are thinking about your salvation, how we are not worthy, but because of your salvation and your grace that we're able to step up to receive it.
主啊，我们本是不配的，我们每个人都有各样的软弱，但是我们今天愿意靠着信心来仰望你。
Lord, even though we're not worth of receiving it and we have a lot of weakness that you have observed, but we are willing to come forward.
我们在这个时候，在今天，在这个特殊的季节里面，让我们再次回想神你在我们生命当中的重要。
Let us rethink about your importance in our life.
让我们借着这个圣诞节的季节，不是在把我们的注意力放在家庭的聚集，不是放在朋友的相聚，而是让我们真的能够在这个特别的这个圣诞节的里面季节里面，让我们回想，让我们跟神有一个亲密的接触。
Let us put our focus on you.Not only just for the family gathering and friends gathering and gift exchanging, let us put our focus on you and fix our eyes on you.
因为你今天为我们降生了。
Because you are giving birth, you are birth.
你成为了我们每个人的救主。
You become our savior.
也让我们能够在生命的深层更深，你有一个更深的连接。
Make us make a deeper connection in you and with you.
祝福我们今天在座的每一位我们的弟兄姊妹们。
May you bless all of us who are here.
愿神与我们同在。
May God be with us.
仰望祈祷奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.